This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. How to desegregate public schools? That question remains 50 years after the landmark desegregation ruling, Brown versus Board of Education. Over the years, the courts largely rejected forced busing, so now the focus is on so-called magnet schools. NPR News is airing a series of stories examining the legacy of the Brown decision. NPR's Greg Allen reports that while magnet schools were created to encourage desegregation, they've grown far beyond that original purpose.
For Margaret Barger and her 13-year-old daughter Erin, it's a typical Tuesday morning. Barger is driving Erin to school.
Well, on Monday and Wednesday, we carpool with a neighbor who's a kindergartner. And the rest of the week, we just drive ourselves. So,
Erin attends the Foreign Language Academy, a magnet school in Kansas City, Missouri. The Bargers live just a few miles from the school. Many other students come from much farther away. Like all the city's magnet schools, the Foreign Language Academy draws students from all over the city. Margaret Barger says the Spanish and French language immersion programs and the school's sense of community more than compensate for the daily 10-minute drive.
Okay. Well, your brother is picking you up. You have piano.
Okay.
So be sure you bring your algebra book home because you have algebra too. Okay? Okay, love you.
Magnets, schools that offer specialized curricula in areas ranging from performance arts to environmental science, are more popular than ever. They give districts a way to cater to students' and parents' interests while hopefully improving achievement. Today, it's easy to forget that magnet schools were initially used as a tool to desegregate the nation's schools. Kansas City is a good example. In the 1980s, in order to comply with a court desegregation order, Kansas City invested heavily in magnets. Arthur Benson, a lawyer who helped formulate the desegregation plan, says after decades of underfunding and neglect, Kansas City schools were in dreadful shape.
When we walked in the schools in the mid-80s, it was enough to bring tears to grown men's eyes to see the conditions that kids were shoehorned into. It's difficult to describe how bad those conditions were.
Benson favored a desegregation plan relying on mandatory reassignment and busing. But in Kansas City, as in other cities, judges disturbed by protests and violence that busing sparked in Boston and other communities were looking for an alternative. Boston University researcher Christine Rossell says magnets were attractive largely because they were voluntary.
You could actually desegregate a school system by allowing people to choose special integrated schools, and that ultimately you would have more interracial exposure if you did that, that is, more blacks and whites going to school, than if you had a mandatory reassignment plan in which all hell broke loose and people left the school system.
In Kansas City, the school district spent some $300 million renovating and converting schools into magnets. A new $32 million high school was built, complete with Olympic-sized pool and an indoor track. Once the plan and the magnet schools were in place, Arthur Benson says education improved and racial integration increased.
While the magnet schools in Kansas City were fully in place, we achieved more racial integration in Kansas City than any other school district under a court-ordered plan at the same time. During that 10 years, roughly from 1985 to 1995, we achieved just huge gains in racial integration, especially at the elementary schools.
But at the same time, Kansas City was going through a big demographic shift. Throughout the 70s and the early 80s, white flight brought new residents to the suburbs, reducing the number of white students in the schools and making desegregation even more difficult. In her work as a consultant with the Department of Education, Christine Rossell has analyzed the impact magnet schools had on desegregation in hundreds of school districts across the country. She says her study has led her to change her views about magnets. Once a strong supporter, Rossell now believes that magnet schools are limited in how much they can achieve in terms of integration. She says she's found that too many magnet schools can be disruptive to neighborhoods and, in essence, turn a school district upside down.
It can produce almost as much disruption as a mandatory reassignment plan, and it doesn't produce the integration you think it produces or that you're after, because whites will leave the school system when all this racial change happens pretty fast.
In Savannah and Baton Rouge, Rossell says evidence shows too many magnets actually encouraged white flight. In Kansas City, Missouri, she says most of the white students had left the school district before the magnet school plan went into effect. Arthur Benson says neighborhoods in Kansas City were hit hard by white flight, but also by crime, drugs, and mobility, with some students changing schools two or three times in a year.
What the magnet schools did instead was create a fabric to replace what had been torn apart by poverty. Our kids, no matter where they moved or how often they moved, went to the same school all year long, and the next year, and the next, and the next, with the same kids, the same teachers, which provided the most stable institution in that child's life.
Hola, chicos.
Hola, doctor.
¿Cómo están hoy?
At the Foreign Language Academy, Vice Principal Martin Gom greets a kindergarten class in the Spanish Immersion Program. This school goes through the eighth grade, and students spend most of their day speaking, reading, and learning in Spanish.
Suena como ca, co, y cu. Y C con E y C con I, ¿cómo suena? C y C.
Across the country, there are more than 3,000 magnet schools like this, and according to Magnet USA, a group that represents them, the number is growing. Magnet school advocates say a major reason is that they give school districts a way to offer parents and their children options without resorting to charter schools or vouchers. That ability to choose is important to parent Margaret Barger. When asked why she and her husband decided on this magnet school, Barger talks first about the languages, the academic integrity, and the strong sense of community. But she says there's one more reason.
It also is an environment that is diverse, and your child is interacting with other children all day long that are not just like himself or herself. And I think there's a value there that cannot be quantified.
Last year, a federal judge lifted Kansas City's desegregation order 26 years after it was put in place. Although the district still works to promote diversity, it no longer has to report to a judge or meet court-ordered goals. About 12% of the students here at the Foreign Language Academy are white. That's actually fewer than are found district-wide, where the average is close to 17%. But now that's almost beside the point. Magnet schools may have been created as a way to desegregate the schools in the years following Brown versus Board of Education. But in an era of educational choice, parents and school districts have learned to value them for other reasons. Greg Allen, NPR News, Kansas City.